What about church? Y'all go to church anymore?
Not as much as we should. We did, but I mean, the church where we were married, which is the church where I grew up in, and we really, my husband is pretty adamant. He'd like us to choose a church together, and he literally travels Thursday through, or Monday through Thursday, and it's tough on the weekends, but we really, that's one of our short-term goals, is to find somewhere that we both agree, and especially for our daughter. We really want her to know and to go be exposed to that, and to find a young couple's, you know, Sunday school group where we can go and talk about current events, and, you know, because I can get on my soapbox about things, but it's really interesting. I enjoy sitting around and talking about what's going on and getting opinions, and so.
And you said your mom grew up in really traditional setting. Did that include the church?
Absolutely, yes. On both sides, they did. So
for
every Sunday.
Illinois.
Evanston.
Right. And so, how did she make the transition to coming down south?
I think it was hard at first, but she really. I think that if you asked her, she felt like that was her role to move with her husband. He was the one that was the breadwinner, and that's where his job was taking them. At first, it took them to, I don't know, Wilmington, Delaware, and then they moved to Birmingham. My sister was born. This is all within the period of, I believe, a year to 18 months. Moved to Delaware, and then they moved to Dallas, Texas, which is where I was born. And then when they moved to Atlanta for the fourth time, my mom said, all right. Well, that's it. And they've been in that same house. I've only known one home. Wow. And so that same house, they've just added on to it. And
so you have a sister?
Mm-hmm. Older sister.
What does she do?
She works for a labor company up in North Carolina, Raleigh. She's up in Raleigh, North Carolina. Has two kids.
Any other siblings?
Mm-mm.
All right. So I want to talk about the house a little bit. Although we're not in a house, sometimes it's easier to be in a house. Why don't you tell me about the house where you grew up? You only knew one house. That's
Amazing. It's right in the heart of Sandy Springs. It's 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, nice backyard. They put a pool and a hot tub in the backyard. And it's a very wooded backyard, so it's very private, but naturally private. They just added on a lot to the bottom level and extended it out. I know the house like the back of my hand. It's just amazing because I could still look at certain parts of the house and tell you where the Christmas tree was or what it looked like before the revisions started. I remember like Christmas morning is so easy because it was a routine. My dad was like, well, I have to go downstairs and make sure we had a visitor. You know, so he would go downstairs and really what he was doing is going downstairs and putting on that bright obnoxious light so they could tape you walking into the room and make sure everything was, you know, sitting there right and that the visitor had the milk and cookies, and at least they were gone, or it looked like they had been eaten.
Right.
So, and then I can just remember walking down the steps and coming around and just the envision of right there, you know, he'd have the fire going and the lights are on to the tree. And
what room would you have with the tree?
In our living room.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it was very close to the kitchen. My mom would make a huge breakfast on Christmas morning, but she'd just walk through from the steps around through the foyer into the den or the living room where the tree and the fireplace and everything was, and rip through the gifts and the stockings and eat French toast and have fresh fruit for breakfast and orange juice, hot chocolate, and then go over to my dad's brother and wife's. And to this day, we still go over there. Although his brother is still not living, we still have the traditional. We go over there at noon on Christmas and get together with the extended family, his side of it.
So tell me, what kinds of things would you find in the living room? On Christmas?
No, just in general.
Oh,
God. Let's see. Couches, books, tables, lots of pictures, family.
What about a den?
In the den, you find, each of my parents have their own chair, and then a couch that sits in a big bay window, our sets of encyclopedias that are now kind of obsolete. And my parents, different books of their choosing. I mean, if you look over there, you might see their college, their undergrad books. You might see, my dad was in the Hall of Fame at FSU, so you'd see his swimming Hall of Fame. So you'd see a lot, and he was an All-American swimmer, tried out for the Olympics, so he's got a lot of awards and stuff